The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to events north of the border and the serious unrest and antisocial behaviour last night. Paul Given, MLA and the Stormont Education Minister, joins us now. Minister, your reaction to that unrest over the past 24 hours?
Well, over the past 48 hours, Northern Ireland has faced a very difficult time, from Monday night's savage attempted beheading by a foreign national. That was just appalling and shocked the community. And then, obviously, there was reaction. Many people protested peacefully, but unfortunately, there were others who engaged in violence. And that is absolutely wrong and ought to be condemned by everybody. People who endured that kind of thuggery being imposed upon them, houses being attacked, those families that have had to go through that is something which everybody will condemn. It should not have happened. And it is used genuine concerns that people have around immigration by people who have just wanted to engage in violence. And so it is taken away from the discussion, a legitimate discussion that ought to be had around how this happened, how this individual managed to get into Northern Ireland from Sudan through France into the Republic of Ireland and got on a bus to come into Northern Ireland. It has all served as a distraction from that issue and is not enabling people that want to engage in that conversation, because rightly people are now having to engage in condemning that violence and the police are having to respond to that.
If we can speak in a more general sense about immigration rather than focusing on the case that is before the courts, why do you believe there are genuine concerns about immigration in Ireland generally and in Northern Ireland in particular?
Well, this is an issue that my party have raised consistently, that Northern Ireland is vulnerable to uncontrolled immigration. It's something that we've raised both in the Northern Ireland Parliament, but also within the Parliament of the United Kingdom, because there is no policing of the border on the island of Ireland. There is the free movement of people on the island of Ireland. And we have warned repeatedly that that is being exploited by people that will come into the Republic of Ireland and then cross the border, at which point they then claim asylum. And that process is one that I think people will rightly be saying, how has that been abused? Because it has been abused. And why has that been allowed to be the case? So there is a very legitimate discussion that needs to be had. I don't believe that our borders have been properly protected, both on the island of Ireland and within the United Kingdom. You know, there is a failure to protect the borders in the UK. The boats have not been stopped. That is creating huge challenges. And Northern Ireland, I believe, is in an even more vulnerable position because of the inability to police the border. I understand why it's hard to police the border, but that is no excuse for a failure to allow people to enter this country whenever they have been in the Republic of Ireland. That is where they should have claimed asylum in the first place. It's a safe country, and yet that hasn't been the case.
We spoke to Peter Sherlow from the University of Limerick Institute of Irish Studies a little bit earlier in the programme. He was critical of what he said. He stressed some unionist politicians, he said by no means all, some unionist politicians' language in recent days and the use of terms like alien cultures and so on. How do you respond, not to the criticism of you, but to the criticism of some unionist politicians?
Well, we all have to be measured in our language, and I've been clear around, you know, appealing for protests to be peaceful. There is a right to protest in a democratic country. It's understandable why people want to protest given what has happened, but that ought to be peaceful, and it shouldn't create opportunity for those intent on violence to exploit that opportunity. And unfortunately, that is something that I believe happened last night, and that requires an effective police response to all of that as well. But nor should people be silenced from raising legitimate concerns. And at times like this, you know, people will want to speak about immigration, the asylum process, the way in which the Home Office deal with that in my country whenever it comes to how the Republic of Ireland deal with that. And there is a temptation that people in these moments say, you're not allowed to talk about those things because of what has happened. When is the point to talk about it?
He didn't say that, Minister, to be fair. He just said that language like alien culture, he said, and he spoke about, he said, most of the people who come here are Christians, for example. How is that an alien culture?
Yeah, and one of the families targeted last night, you know, shamefully targeted. I listened to the pastor from that church saying that this family are Christians. They're members of that church, have been for over 20 years, and were targeted purely because of the colour of their skin. Nothing to do with having different culture or values. A pure racist thuggery attack, and that is wrong. There is an issue around whenever it comes to the cohesiveness of our country, predominantly, you know, a Christian country, that if you do have a significant numbers that do have different value sets, different cultures, that of course is going to create challenges when it comes to creating an integrated society. That is something that I don't think is wrong to be able to articulate that, but it should never be used in a way that, you know, would be inflammatory in a situation which is volatile. I don't believe, you know, certainly none of my colleagues have ever used that language in a way that would be inflammatory. But it would be wrong not to acknowledge, you know, that this is a challenge in terms of having a cohesive, integrated country where there is a mix of cultures that come into the United Kingdom or within the Republic of Ireland.
Minister, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Now, let's bring in Claire Hanna, SDLP leader. Claire, I know you're under time pressure, but I do want to ask you your response to those comments from Paul given there about the Northern Ireland of the North being vulnerable to uncontrolled immigration and people's right to peaceful protests on immigration.
Yeah, I want to respond to a few things. Of course, I mean, we all value the right to protest, the right to engage. It's a fact, I suppose, on this issue, it does feel that it is only protests that people want to do. It is only, shouting that rather than proposals, rather than engagement, including from Paul's party, who tell us all the time that people aren't allowed to talk about immigration, but only really bring it up in a way that does marginalise on other people. It's also important to say, you know, that the implication that Northern Ireland has never had violence or knife crime until this moment is outrageous. We know, including in the conflict, there was a very high profile knife crime dimension that at least as visceral as what we saw in that appalling attack in North Belfast that we saw the video on Tuesday morning. We know that Northern Ireland has an obscene femicide rate, including a very high profile case that was sentenced last week where the judge spoke about a frenzied knife attack that meant the cause of death was very difficult to establish. You know, that was a local man in Northern Ireland. So in terms of the implication that, you know, violence is being brought in by communities is deliberate done to, I suppose, lean into the fears people have. I understand people, you know, changing society, people might have fears and anxieties, but they need to be addressed with fact and not, as I say, by deliberately fanning, leaning into and misinforming people around those anxieties.
The Minister's comments about Northern Ireland being unusually vulnerable to uncontrolled immigration because of the border. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's highly cynical from the DUP, who don't appear to have learned anything from their misadventures over Brexit. It is, the numbers aren't always clear, but I think it is a fact that immigration and I suppose ethnic diversity is much lower in Northern Ireland than it is in Britain, in England, Scotland or Wales. As an aside, part of our problem is emigration, young people leaving because they feel suffocated by the politics that we're having set out. Look, people have moved on our island for many centuries and always will. And I think the DUP tried through Brexit do have a hardened border on the island, and that has repeatedly been rejected democratically by people at every election who don't want any truck with that. I'm not against any, you know, data sharing and logical coordination, but this is a cynical effort to resurrect a policy of the DUP's, because one, it's an artificial conflation of violence and that movement of people. And it is, I suppose, a way to deflect and distract. And it is also entirely implausible. We know it is not possible to do so. And I think it is cynical to try and bring this up as either a desirable or a plausible policy.
Claire, have you time for one more question, or do you need to run?
Go for it.
I'm curious as to why, and I think it is fair to say, that the protests have been concentrated in loyalist areas. What is there a particular concern about alienation of young men in loyalist communities, or is that an unfair assessment?
Well, look, I don't want to pretend, absolutely. I don't want to pretend that there's no racism in communities that would be more Catholic or nationalist. That would be a ludicrous thing to say.
Sure.
And it's not the case. There are a couple of reasons, and I suppose in short order, they are some of the areas where, you know, rents may be lower and new arrivers from wherever they come, including, by the way, from within Britain and Ireland, may live in certain parts. Secondly, I do think there is a lack of political leadership. You know, it's not just good enough to say everybody out in the streets because of all these alien cultures. Now, don't be doing violence now and wringing your hands afterwards, because we've seen this before for decades in Northern Ireland, basically lighting the touch paper, leaning into the prejudice and then acting surprised and distant when it becomes violent. I think there has been a lack of leadership within certain communities. And there is also, and this is a contributory factor, I suppose, the pernicious effect of paramilitaries as well, who on a year-round basis control, coerce, use fear and use othering. So look, this is a complicated picture. I think that the key dynamic that I think can't be overlooked is the online accelerant. You know, some of the top-level grifters, Tommy Robinson, Elon Musk, who seem to go from tragedy to tragedy. It happened in Dublin, of course, a couple of years ago, with another horrific violent incident.
We won't mention that case at the moment, because obviously it is before the courts.
But I suppose it's the online accelerant of people who prey on people who couldn't find Northern Ireland on a map, and who are determined to bounce around, amplify content, and also the fact that these platforms are completely unaccountable. We know you're only ever a swipe away from dark and often hateful content, and we have to get a handle on that, on this issue and on many others.
Claire Hannah, SDLP leader, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.